this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Please feel free to use these resources with your social media. You can always just use the link, weekdaypodcast.com, and share these any way you like. You'll always get to these resources that can be shared, and I trust that they're helpful in your daily walk. 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, trying to take Scripture and let it come alive in your work week. So here we go. Let's talk today about being happy. You know, when I think of being happy, I remember the song we sang as a kid. You know, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. You know, you remember that song? And you could go anywhere. If you're happy and you know it, rub your head. You know, if you're happy and you know it, blink your eyes. If you're happy and you know it, then your face is sure to show it. If you're happy and you know it, and then you just go off, right? Well, we all sang that song and we learned how to do all the hand motions and all that business. But the fact is, as Christians, do you really believe that God has called us to be happy? I've heard a lot of preachers use this statement. God's called us to be holy, not to be happy. Well, I would argue that the Lord wants us to be happy. Listen to what the scriptures say. Let those that seek God rejoice and be glad. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing praise. Be glad and rejoice with me. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing in everything. Give thanks. There is no doubt that the divine wants us to be happy and is pleased when we are happy. Newsflash, folks, Christians are to be joyful, joy-filled people. When I think of that, the wonderful land in which we live and the abundant freedoms that we enjoy, it's difficult to comprehend that so many folks are unhappy. The vast majority of Americans, and among them followers of Christ, cannot say truly without qualification, I am happy. An online poll of United States adults conducted a few months ago used a series of questions to determine Americans' level of contentment and life satisfaction. Overall, just 33% of American adults said that they were happy people. What in the world? Why are we so unhappy? Well, basically, I believe that there's only one hindrance to the happiness of the people of God. Listen to what Abraham Lincoln observed. People are about as happy as they make their minds up to be. Centuries before President Lincoln, the Roman Emperor Marcus Antonius said, "No man is happy who does not think himself so." I have concluded that the unhappiness of Americans in general and Christians in particular is a result of not having a proper disposition toward the people, the things, and the circumstances which we encounter every day. The scriptures indicate that this happiness, which we all seek, is found only by properly ordering our lives in relation to Christ Jesus and His will. Matthew in chapter 5, in this great chapter, addresses happiness. Listen to what he says. Every time you hear blesses, I want you to replace that with happy. God blesses, or God lays happiness on those who are poor and realize their need for Him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses or opens up happiness to those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble. They will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice. They'll be satisfied. God blesses those who are merciful. They'll be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure. They'll see God. God blesses those who work for peace. They'll be called the children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you, because you're my followers. Be happy about it, the scripture says. Be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted in the same way. My friend, in these verses, Jesus tells us that our happiness is the result of having our minds filled with a right understanding of reality and our hearts set on a desire for the things of God. When our lives are so ordered that we'll be happy is when we know that God, the divine, the creator of all life, the sustainer of all life, He has charge of our heart, our soul, and our mind. And when it is so ordered, we'll be happy. Let's develop this idea. Let's consider some specific principles that might produce happiness in your life today. What if you said, I'm going to be grateful today? What if you said, I am going to follow God today? What if it is going to be, I'm going to rise above the circumstances of my day because I'm a child of God? My friend, go out there and be happy. If you're happy and you know it, look like it. Have a great, great day. As we kick off the week, celebrate it. Go kill it. Be happy. It's going to be a great day. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow on another Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.